Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
We got a lot of things to talk about. Sports-wise.
Are you going
to
be okay?
I am fine.
Are you sure?
I am.
Okay.
The Eagles had an epic collapse versus the Cowboys. Shocking. You know, it was 21-0 before they even got to the half with the Eagles up. As a huge fan, I'm hoping that this lights a fire under their ass to figure out whatever it is that's going wrong. Because they've been kind of half-assing it. Sorry, I'm going to swear a couple times. Hope the kids aren't in the car. Half-assing it, you know, with these wins. And I think because they've had issues, which most people could see, that there are some issues, especially when it comes to adjusting to the adjustments in the halftime from the other teams. You know, because they get a win, I think they just kind of like we're getting the win. It doesn't matter how ugly it is. Well, it was an epic collapse yesterday. And to all teams, of all the teams, to the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's never fun for anybody.
It was ugly. And, you know, and when people go, here's the headline. Eagles collapse versus Cowboys. Who's to blame for shocking loss? All right.
The Cowboys.
Well, let's not make it sound like, I think it was certainly self-inflicted wounds. There were so many opportunities that were blown, but you got to give it to Dak Prescott, to CeeDee Lamb. Oh my gosh, like the ability, and they're really working on all cylinders right now. But the Eagles, Saquon Barkley, having a horrible game. And it's not even just been a game. He really, and a lot of that also you can blame on the offensive line as well. But you've also got he uncharacteristically coughs up the ball when we're close to we'd have a score there. It would either be a field goal or, you know, perhaps a touchdown. You've got this. I don't know. Is it Gibson who's the punt returner? Who picks up a punt at the 2 yard line?
Yeah, you moron.
God.
I'll join
got cut from the Jets. For all of this stuff.
Who gets cut from the Jets and has another team go, we need him?
So not only does he do that, and then when he's running it back, he coughs that up so that they get an easy score to tie this thing up. You've got I feel for the defense working their butts off this whole time. They must be like, I would be like getting furious because now we've got injuries. We got more injuries. And it's only going to impact us more down the line. You can't keep the defense out there to save your butt every single game. You can't. And now there's injuries as well. Yeah. So Kevin Petullo is getting a lot of heat as the offensive coordinator, as he has been all season. He's a buddy of Nick Sirianni. So what happens when things are when times get tough? What do you know? So here's some of the things I'm reading about Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni, both the play caller and offensive minded head coach. Lack of offensive ambition in the second half. They almost looked like they wanted to just run the clock out and defend a lead instead of trying to win the game. So after their third touchdown, they said these are the Eagles' drive charts. You ready? Punt, end of half. Punt, punt, punt. Missed field goal. Petullo's play calling is to blame, but so is Sirianni. His risk-averse mentality allows Dallas back in the game. So that's one of the things. Lack of discipline. 14 penalties for 96 yards. That is the most they've had since his first game as head coach in 2021. When they were going to halftime and they interviewed him, he said, these penalties, we got to stop the penalties. And all they did was double down on them when they came back. Xavier Gibson. Here, the Eagles defense make a key stop with 5 minutes to go in a tied game, forcing a punt. Gibson foolishly fields the punt at our own 2 yard line instead of letting it bounce into the end zone. He returned it 10 yards before fumbling the ball back to Dallas.
Ugh. I can relate to all this.
Yeah.
I've been there.
So, and they go on the run game. Saquon Barkley had some yards after a catch on a few swing passes. Other than that, it was a dud of a day for the NFL Offensive Player of the Year. Nowhere to run when afforded the opportunity. Then midway through the fourth quarter, Eagles driving in Dallas territory. He catches a check down, turns up field, and stripped of the ball. A brutal one. So just so many things. Look, they'll either finally get shaken up and take this seriously. And I, to be honest with you, the coaching wise, they're going to have to figure something out with the offensive play calling, but, or it could just dismantle. You know, this is one of the things where it's either like your hallelujah moment or it's your wheels go off the bus.
I want to just point out, this is probably the third or fourth time this season that you've said specifically that. I've even said that you need, and I think they lost two in a row. This is that time when you have to decide, all right, what are we going to fix? Right. Because we still are a good team. This is exactly what they need is what I said.
Right.
And apparently didn't stick.
Well, A.J. Brown got catches and got over 100 yards. So don't blame A.J. Brown.
I have pulled myself away from social media a little bit.
Right.
I was busy with family and some projects I was working on. I saw that score. Didn't even think much about it. I come in and find out they lost. I couldn't believe it. I was stunned because I haven't really followed through on that.
Because how do you move the ball, and then all of a sudden everybody looks like they're stuck in mullet. It's just bad.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it's bad. So congratulations, your Cleveland Browns, right?
Well, look, we beat the Raiders.
I know.
In a battle of who might get the first or second pick in the draft. That was big. Deion Sanders was there watching his son get his first NFL start. Mm-hmm. They had a stat. Shedeur Sanders is the 45th new Browns quarterback since 1994 or 1999? Anyway, they quickly pointed out we've only had 45 American presidents total.
Right.
Like, that's insane. Yeah. And then I think we had our first ever. It was the first time any of those starting quarterbacks won a start out of all 45.
Ooh.
And then also there was one other stat that was really fascinating. Oh, Shedeur Sanders threw the first 50-yard pass that the Cleveland Browns have had in 2+ seasons.
Yeah.
What in the hell?
What's going on?
But made me want to be an Eagles fan.
Well, it's, you know, we've got Steelers fans here not happy about the weekend.
Yeah, they didn't win either. So it's a rare weekend when I can go, yeah, but I'm not going to do that. I won't do that because I know what it's like and I know my team's reality.
After back to the Eagles, capitulation there. Jalen Hurts offered a wry smile in the press conference. It didn't look like a happy smile. Believe me, I watched that press conference afterwards. Was asked after the loss about the offensive struggles and whether or not he's surprised by the unit's inconsistencies. He says, we've been here before. We'll figure it out. Hurts has had 5 different play callers in his 6 NFL seasons. Think about that. Oh, my gosh. The offense completely disappeared in that game. And they got to figure that out. Now, Hurts, who had 289 yards in a passing game, you know, a positive day statistically, A.J. Brown got 110 receiving yards, yeah. 8 catches. Devontae Smith, 6 receptions, 89 yards. But the running game, when you if you can't get, you know, good yardage, like, honestly, they should bring Bigsby in and kind of alternate them much more than Saquon. Saquon is having a tough time. And look, Saquon had 22 yards on 10 carries. That is just...
It's more than I could do.
Awful. Yeah, I'm sure it was. So they've got to figure that one out, because otherwise I can feel that whole, was it 2023, when things were going and then everything started to fall apart for them. And they've got the Chicago Bears on Black Friday. So they've got to figure this thing out. They are 8-3 now, the Eagles, playing the 8-3 Chicago Bears, who look pretty darn good. I do kind of like the Bears. It's going to be tough to watch that. I mean, I know who I want, but I do like the Bears.
I have a reason for asking this. Is it with the Eagles that you're not mad, you're just disappointed?
I'm not mad at all, because I felt like that was a completely deserved loss.
But you're disappointed, probably.
I am, but I'm not surprised, because I've been concerned watching.
Because someone texted in, I'll bet this is the tone Nancy used with her kids when they did something bad, which is that whole, like, I'm not mad, I'm just very disappointed. It just feels very similar. I get that. That's
no,
a funny
I mean,
text.
I honestly am just, there's a part of me when they started to lose control, which I felt like in the third quarter. Yeah. My husband was, I said, something's gone. This is like, they're going to lose this game. And if they do, then they deserve it. And I'm hoping that would, it's kind of like your kid doing something. Okay, here, we'll use the kid analogy.
Yeah.
Your kid doing something stupid, but keeps winning for whatever it may be. Right. Okay. And then all of a sudden you go, that's going to catch up with you. And then it does. And you go, all right, that's a learned lesson.
Yeah.
I hope.
But in this case,
I think there's a lot going on behind the scenes that everyone's trying to, you know, I give Jalen Hurts a lot of credit, because he does seem to usually be composed and he keeps things very professional. But at some point, I'd love him to come out and just like be brutally honest, but he won't. He'll be like, we'll figure it out. And that doesn't make you feel better. We'll figure it out.
I just want to say that I know you're disappointed. I know fans are upset. There is a sense, and I think other fans would feel this, especially if you're a fan of a team like mine. The Eagles have won 2 Super Bowls in the last 10 years.
Sure.
Let's not get greedy. They can have bad years. All right?
No, you don't understand the time and energy.
It could be worse.
A fan puts in. You know this more than anybody.
It could be. I'm very passive in my fan base. I watch quietly, but I'm just saying it could be. They haven't won a Super Bowl in decades, multiple decades,
right,
or ever. So be grateful for what you have.
I know.
Thanksgiving week. Nancy and Jason on this Sports Monday.
My husband's like, boy, you know a lot about sports. What's going on? And I said, well, politics has become so damn depressing anymore.
It has.
Give me something to find joy in.
I think it's great because you have a passion for sports, which is something that's important when you talk about sports.
I'm going to become a sports talk person. How about that instead? I'm studying it all, folks.
I do nothing. I just hang out. I come in on Monday and go, so what happened this week? Anything big in the news?
Penn State dominated Nebraska 37-10 on Saturday. Really heartwarming to see just those who could, celebrate with a team that has been through hell this season. And someone who was able to celebrate, running back Catron Allen.
Is capable of throwing. Instead, it's going to be Catron Allen stumbling forward, and that will be enough. A 4-yard pickup, and from Norfolk, Virginia, to the top of the Penn State record books.
Good for him.
Catron Allen is now your all-time leading Nittany Lion rusher.
I would think you never want the word stumbling happening when you set a record, but
they call him Fat Man. He is fantastic.
Yes. He really is. Good for him. And he'll be going into the NFL. So that'll be good to see. Right. The only thing, fans were like, what about Nick Singleton? Because he's going. He just needs one more touchdown for the record. What?
Yeah, I was going to say, during the post-game interview with Terry Smith, which is when I know where we're going to go, he starts off talking about the history of running backs and then talk about a player's coach, talks directly about what they're going to do next week in the final game of the season for him. Before we get to that, he does end it with, which I think it's a real power move on his part. This seems very calculated. We win, I come out there and say, this is my team. Mm-hmm. Because the fans were really behind Terry Smith.
Oh, so where the players were, that's for sure. And in the crowds, you would hear them doing the Terry chant.
You'll hear it here. And here he runs down the best, all the great running backs and talks about it. And he goes right into his team.
We've had some great running backs. Kajana Carter, Blair Thomas. I mean, there's a Franco Harris, Lydell Mitchell. I mean, you go down a long list, and Nick and Catron, these guys are at the top of the board. Next week, we're going to get Nick his record for the touchdowns. But Catron today, he's the best that's ever done it here.
Coach, the fans were chanting your name here at the stadium. Your players have clearly responded. What does that mean to you?
It means everything. You know, these guys listen to me. They trust me. And they're going out there playing great football. It's my locker room.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's my locker room, he says.
I mean, like, what else is he going to do to say, you know, I don't know what they're going to do, but I'd love a shot. Like, right. I mean, he really just basically took ownership. And I saw a swell of fans at least caught up in the emotion of the weekend to go, give him a shot.
Right.
Whether or not that's the right decision, I don't know.
Oh, wow. It's wild. If you're a Penn State fan or just a college football fan, what do you think? Without any ulterior motives, if you're someone who hates the team and wants to throw somebody in their bed. Look, this is a guy who clearly wants this job and has worked his butt off to get it. But did you fire James Franklin for that? And I don't say that as, you know, do you fire James Franklin for one of his staff members? And I certainly think he needs to be a part of this team in the future. But I'm torn as to whether he should be the top guy. Now, if you're talking Terry Smith or Drinkwitz or even Chesney, I go, I don't know. Maybe Terry Smith would be the better choice. But if you're talking possibly, who's the one they're talking about now? DeBoer from Alabama.
Yeah.
That I could see. Like you would, I think for Terry Smith not to get this job, you would have to get a really, really strong one that people would maybe either not see coming or not think is coming.
He kind of put the whole organization back on their heels when they're trying to move forward with something positive. Like right now, if they come out and say, he's definitely a contender, but we have a couple ideas. If they were to come out tomorrow and say, we have a new coach and it's not him, there would be a horrible backlash.
Right.
So it makes the team have to think about, you know, what's next.
What's interesting is his love of Joe Paterno is on full display. He had the Joe 409 pin on. He had they were all wearing the khakis. That was a Joe Paterno thing. Yeah. And he is embracing it. He's not running from it. Whereas administrators have very much wanted to go the other way. So we're seeing this whole other something. We'd love to get your thoughts. Is Terry Smith the future for this team as the head coach? Or do you think there should be someone else? And if so, who would that person be? The Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's made a lot of news lately because she seemed to have a change in heart about a lot of things, still was standing by the president, but very, I guess, apologetic about the nasty stuff she said before for politics, talking about now she seems completely burned on politics entirely, saying that nobody's doing anything for everyday people, which I would agree with right now. It seems like the middle class is struggling. And she wants out. A lot was made at first about, oh, she's retiring a few days after her pension kicks in. And it does. You have to.
That would be a smart move. I would.
Well, most people would do that. Yeah. Yeah. So you have to work for 5 years. But then others said it's like $700. And look, this isn't to say $700 a month isn't, you know, good money to have in addition to whatever else you get. The woman, though, from what I understand, is still a multimillionaire. But this would be $700 and some a month. And I got to be honest with you. People at first said, is she running for governor? Is she running for president? She has said she is not running for president. She goes, I don't want to run. You've got to raise a lot of money and then you're not able to do anything to fix anything. I honestly wondered after her View appearance.
Yeah.
Is she Would she possibly ever end up on a show like The View? Would they offer her money to be one of the women on The View?
I would say this. I still wouldn't watch it because I'm not a huge fan.
I don't watch it anyway.
Okay.
Yeah,
but she is the type of character and personality you want on any show like that, because she doesn't have, she's fearless in the sense of like, she's fearless to the point of being crazy, I think, at times.
Sure.
When you have that ability to say whatever you're thinking without fear of any judgment or care of judgment, that right. makes for good, you know, personality
television. I personally don't like quitters. And I don't care if they're a Republican or a Democrat. You get elected into office. You finish it out. I hate quitters. I said the same thing for Sarah Palin. Remember, she left as a governor. Like, once you quit, first of all, your political life is gone. I think Sarah Palin tried to run again after that when she quit. I'm sorry. You quit, you're done, to me, politically. That is just, I don't like quitters. You should be in there and you should fight. If you truly believe in everything you say you're fighting for, why would you walk away and allow the chance for someone else to come in and screw over the middle class if that's who you say you're fighting for?
If you think the whole system is completely broken, the only way to make a difference would be to scream louder and outside of those walls, maybe.
I mean, so I think it is fair for people to say, excuse me, like, you seem to have enjoyed the fight until you were fighting against your own.
Yeah.
Either fight or, you know, be true to who you are. I truly think she's going to end up on a show like The View. I think that's where she's going. I think they'd offer her money, a good amount of money to do it. And why I can't figure out why she has had this about face that she's had to walk away. I would understand having an about face to say, I'm here to fight and stay here. But to have an about face and then to bow out. And if you say you're not in politics, let's just put it this way. Most people in politics leave to either get some lobbying thing behind closed doors and make a lot of money, or they end up on one of these 24-hour news channels. And in this case, she may end up on The View.
And I think. The more I hear it talk, the more I can't tell if she has changed or she feels like the system has changed. Because she'll say certain things, and I completely disagree with her. She seems to have a little bit more decorum than she had. Like, she's realized, I can't do much to fix this, and I still believe what I believe, but
so
they
I'm
going to
quit. Quitter.
Well.
Don't like quitters. You got to finish it out. And you only have 2 years at a time. Finish it out. It's not
that's
like
a long, that's a long
come
time.
Come on. We've been talking about a lot of sports stories.
Yeah.
And we talked about the Nittany Lions, a big win over Nebraska. Just a jubilation for Katron Allen hitting the rushing yards total record holder after that game. Nicholas Singleton, he is what? A touchdown?
He'd be one touchdown away, I believe, isn't it?
One touchdown away. And people are like, why didn't they give that touchdown to Nicholas Singleton?
Terry Smith clearly said next week will be his week. We're
going to
get that record.
Yeah, but not in front of the home crowd on a senior night. I know.
Daddy's got to have favorites.
It is what it is. Is Terry Smith the next head coach for Penn State? Curious to get your thoughts. And if it's not Terry Smith, who do you think it should be? 570-883-0098. All right, let's talk a little bit about this new professional degree change for college students. Donald Trump's new bill doesn't classify nursing as a professional degree for college students. That has sparked outrage. The president of one of several organizations speaking out about the change says, I don't know why we would take this away. Nursing no longer considered a professional degree, and not just nursing. Under changes initiated as part of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, that thing that keeps rearing its ugly head.
Yep.
Along with the elimination of grad plus loans, this would impact how nursing students finance their education. So the change, along with the elimination of the longstanding loan program, has several nursing organizations calling for this to not happen because we already are dealing with a shortage of nurses. Now, it's not just that one, as we say. This, though, has created new fears about how students, and particularly those with their post-baccalaureate nursing degrees, will finance their education. So in early November, they made several alterations that impact federal student loans, according to a news release from the U.S. Department of Education. And it said in that, in total, negotiators reviewed and agreed to 17 regulatory provisions, including a new and simplified repayment assistance plan and the definition of a professional student. The department also shared plans to eliminate Grad PLUS loans. And let's see, what are some of the other ones? I have a list here of the professional degrees that would be like no longer professional degrees.
Well, I saw one thing where it was, I guess, with a professional degree, you can have a lifetime cap of $200,000 you could borrow. Mm-hmm. With this, it would now be $100,000. Right. So it's going to take nurses, and it's going to get them. They're not going to have as many opportunities to have low cost loans.
List of degrees not classified as professional: nursing, physician assistants, physical therapists, audiologists, architects, accountants, educators, and social workers.
Weird.
Many are concerned that this will have a huge impact on students training in these professions. And the American Nurses Association has started a petition to get the Department of Education to include nursing as a professional degree. I would hope they would do so for the other professions as well. So the new and simplified RAP will see annual loans for new borrowers capped at $20,500 for graduate students and $50,000 for professional students. This means that what degrees count as professional and non-professional is now a determining factor in how much financial support students will receive. It has also been reported that engineering, a business master's, counseling, or therapy and speech pathology will not be considered professional either. Imagine if you're like in the midst of all of this and then they want to make these changes. They say the new measures would be implemented from July of 2026. So that's a real concern. And if you're or have kids or your grandkids involved in any of these professions, it's a real problem. It's not going to help, certainly, the healthcare system either, where we have a shortage of nurses. Elon Musk's X, formerly known as Twitter, started to do a feature that displays users' locations. And that has really opened up quite the Pandora's box. Online sleuths quickly found some accounts posting about U.S. politics, including those in support of MAGA movement, appear to not be based in the United States. I'm looking at a New York Times report, but this story is out there all over the place. So there's a new feature displaying the country or region an account is based in. You can also look at when it was created, how many times its username was changed. Now, Nikita Beyer, X's head of product, said this is an important first step to securing the integrity of the global town square. They are working on more ways for users to verify the authenticity of content. So really interesting. Is the new data can be found at the top of an account under the username and profile picture. If you click the join tab, it takes you to an about this account page. They do say there's some rough edges, but one account, MAGA Nation, which has 400,000 followers, they post a number of times a day.
Right.
Based in Eastern Europe. Other similar accounts based in places like Thailand, Nigeria, and Bangladesh. A lot of these are accounts that are supporting Donald Trump, not based in the United States. Now, I myself had seen some who also said there were a couple of left-leaning ones that didn't look to be based in the U.S. as well. We know that there are people outside the country who can meddle in how things are here, and they can change. Right. You could change a lot of stuff within with propaganda. So, it's very concerning. But there were even some U.S. department, administration pages, which looked to be coming from outside of the United States. So if they're fine tuning this thing or what, it'll be interesting to see. But when all the curtain is pulled, folks, and we start to see this stuff, I think we all have to. It's going to change just as AI is changing things. I find very little joy anymore in the videos I used to, because I could at least think that for the most part they were real. Yeah. Now I have no clue. And I think once we start to see all these things that you think, oh my gosh, there's all this momentum on this side or that side, and you find out they're not even people from our country, will that make you change the way you see the whole system?
It's interesting you said that about videos and AI videos, because I think a lot of people have been like, no. They're quick to point out when something is an AI video, but the new trend that I'm seeing, which seems to pick up more steam, is these stories about people that you know. So say like an Elon Musk. Elon Musk was walking and a homeless man said something. It's this over-the-top story where he said, I was just an American soldier who was a veteran, and Elon Musk took him out to lunch and now gave him a corporate position. It's all these weird stories.
Yeah, it's weird ones that they're trying to change opinions.
Well, no, but they're these perfect, happy stories that people share and say, I told you my guy was great. And they turn out to be fake stories as well. So
there's no trust in anything. They're actually it's going to blow back so bad that people won't even trust anything.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Going to be a short work week for many, for others, especially if you're in retail. It's going to be busy, busy, busy. Or if you work at the TSA or you're at the airport.
My part-time job's at the TSA, so yeah, it's
busy. If you're traveling by air, they're saying this will be the highest amount of people that will be traveling by air for the Thanksgiving holiday in 15 years. So enjoy that.
I feel like I'm going to make it my life's work. I say this, but I don't have the enthusiasm to care enough. I'm going to track down these stats and see if it's real, because it seems like every holiday is the biggest.
Well, people already book their stuff.
I understand.
They don't at the last minute go, oh, I guess I'll try and get a flight today.
I'm just saying it seems like it's done by the travel people, the travel industry, to say, see, everyone's doing it. You should too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never had that thought till a conversation we had last week. Now I'm wondering.
Well, there's supposedly 3 million traveling just on Sunday alone. So a lot of, not alone, like by themselves.
You must really love your family to put yourself through that kind of hell at this time of year.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh my God.
3 days I thought was the limit, even with family.
I mean, it's just the type of thing where, like, you know, the movies have romanticized that. Like, you get home and the family's like, I'm so glad you're here. But, like, I went through hell. Like, it's like you had
I think with my own, like, kids and stuff is one thing. But adults who normally don't live in the same house together.
Yeah, I mean, it's a
weird.
Big deal. But that, if you're going to put
three days is always max for me.
I'm just saying the travel it takes, if you're going to travel 15 hours. For 2 days, that's rough.
Yeah.
Good for you if you can pull it off. I'm not mentally strong enough for that and many other things in life.
A lot of controversy online over when Martha Stewart said was the best time to serve Thanksgiving dinner.
She knows something about time. You haven't heard one of those jokes in years, have you? Anyway. Hanging on to that for decades.
Yeah. Well, she has a time that she says is the perfect time for you to serve Thanksgiving dinner. What time do you guys eat at?
Usually like, you know, 12-ish.
Okay.
It's more of a lunch thing.
Yeah, we do like 12 to 1, somewhere in that time frame. It could start anywhere from 12 to 1 o'clock. And that is because a lot of times, and I think it started years ago where we had older family members who didn't want to drive when it got dark afterwards. So we would pull it up, you know, to that time.
I have my different theory as to why it's the perfect time. First, I'm curious to see what Martha said, because I don't follow her for anything but bedsheet recommendations.
So Martha Stewart says 2 o'clock in the afternoon is the perfect time for Thanksgiving dinner. People are hungry and they're starting to circle the kitchen. If you have a bunch of guests, you don't want to wait until it's nighttime. She said it frees up time as well for other holiday enjoyment. You can eat and watch the big games, then have more drinks and fun and eat dessert later. Because, you know, a lot of times you fill up so much, you're not eating the pumpkin pie right away.
Right.
And so when this went out there, Today had her on and she mentioned this and they posted this. People started to respond. Someone said, nah, don't show up to my house before 3 p.m. The mac and cheese is still baking. Another said, unless you're a toddler mom, that's nap time.
That plays a huge part in all this.
Others agree with Stewart. Eating earlier in the day makes sense. They go noon meal, lunch, football, nap, leftovers. 2 rounds is always good. Right?
That's why I say 12, but 11, 12. That's great because you can get really full. Sit back, watch some football, maybe fall asleep. When you wake up, it's still early enough to eat. Well before bedtime.
Okay.
It's a good time for that second round.
I agree. I like it earlier. I also think I don't want to be driving home. I can drive in the dark, but I think it's enough time, as they say. You eat the food, you sit around, you have a chat, you can go watch some of the game, and then you go back and get some dessert, because I'm never hungry for the dessert right away. So I think that's the perfect time. To me, even 2 o'clock's a little late. I'd say 1 o'clock. That sounds like the perfect time. That gives me more time.
So you went up an hour. I'll go back and say 11 a.m. is great.
You just want to get out.
Because you can start eating. Because when does the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade end? It's around that time, I think.
Yeah, I don't watch that at all. You guys watch that?
It is a tradition for whatever reason. It is. But look, I mean, that gave me. I don't know if you saw this year, by the way. They're having the world's smallest float.
Oh, are they?
It's a little like remote control float. It's kind of adorable.
How cute is that?
It is kind of cute. So I don't really pay attention to it all that much, but my wife, my daughter love it for the Broadway shows before the parade starts.
Mm.
That's the big part for my family.
So Martha Stewart said,
what else does she have?
You use parchment paper and that keeps the turkey moist. It's steaming inside the parchment until the last half hour when you take the parchment off and you brown the turkey in the oven. That's her secret. To a moist turkey. Also, her favorite dinner dish, scalloped potatoes. I like that, but I can't imagine not having mashed potatoes.
Yeah, Martha.
She does mashed potatoes, too.
Oh, whoa.
I know.
She does multi-level. It's like a multi-level potato scheme.
Starches for you.
How about that? All right.
So her secret ingredient to her mom's mashed potatoes is cream cheese.
Interesting. Okay.
You just add it in with the butter and the milk.
Seems to make sense. I've done
that before.
Really?
Yes. I saw that in one recipe before. I mean, I honestly just like the regular one, but you can do that as well. So just some tips from Martha Stewart. 2 o'clock, she says, perfect time. What time do you folks have your Thanksgiving dinner.
I think mashed potato wise, a secret ingredient for most Americans, just salt. Just put as much salt in there. And most Americans be like, something, what do you do with these? They're great. Salt just really drives us as a society. It shouldn't, but it does.
It's so true.
Have you ever thought about the cream cheese? That's interesting.
Yeah, sounds good. Now, I also always loved having the earlier Thanksgiving dinner, because when I would have my mother-in-law or my father-in-law, they've both since passed, but we used to do, like, you know, dinners with them too. It worked out because we would do the one with my parents, you know, earlier in the day, and then they would do one 6 o'clock. So I used to get two Thanksgiving dinners. 8 years ago, my memory came up on Facebook. 8 years ago, yesterday was Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And that was when our power went out, and I had the picture of the bird in the grill on the deck. It was as delicious as any other one.
Just a big pain in the butt. I don't know. I think because I think there's some people, like, we really should just say Thanksgiving meal as opposed to dinner, because it is so early for everybody. And if you don't think so, if someone invited you over and they said, what time is Thanksgiving dinner? And they said 6 p.m. You'd think that was strange. We would all think that's strange.
Well, no, I know that that's what we used to do with my father-in-law. We
correct.
Would do it
strange. No, I don't know.
I think it's strange. Dinner implies it's stranger to me to say dinner when it's 1 o'clock.
So I'm saying it doesn't make sense to call dinner, and most people do it much earlier. But maybe it's like the Snedeker thing. He's always talking about wanting to get in with the family and then out as fast as he can. The earlier you eat, the earlier they leave. Maybe that's the theory.
Well,
I really don't know.
He just wants to get people
out. That's him. There's a lot of different things. I think it'd be strange if someone's like, hey, come over 6 o'clock. We'll do that.
Right.
Because then you know you're going to be there till midnight eating desserts. And
right. 82 million people will travel at least 50 miles anywhere from November the 25th. So we're talking tomorrow until December the 1st. And they say that's about 1.6 million more than last holiday. Now, most will be going by car. And that's 73.2 million people. Just so you know, later on, like Wednesday night into Friday, there could be some kind of precipitation. Northern tier PA to southern tier, you know, north, the National Weather Service, Binghamton, talking about possible wintry mix of something. And again, that's like Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday. It all depends on how this thing moves. But just have that heads up. Because there is cold coming in. We're going to be 60 on Wednesday here, Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, and then into like 30s on Thursday with a lot of wind. Now, I don't see any precipitation. It looks to be north of us. Yeah. But if you are traveling north of us, you want to keep that in mind, too. Just hoping that that does not impact travel for people. And, you know, when you have airplanes and if you have possible precipitation in a wintry mix, it certainly can on a holiday when a lot of people are flying. So it's going to be very busy at the airports.
It is interesting just kind of piecing a couple things together from a couple different text messages about the time people eat. Sometimes if you have people who are like, oh, we're not going to pick one family over another. We want to hit both families.
Yeah.
So they have to decide. Oh, well, one family eat at 11. Then we go at 4 to the other family.
Yeah.
So you can spend enough quality time with them. That's not one particular text we got, but a lot of people just saying, well, we do this to maximize time with this part of the family. Mm-hmm. It gets complicated.
Well,
sometimes
you can also just pick one.
You can. I think that's the easiest, most mature thing to do.
We used to like alternate it out. Like I'd say, okay, I'm going to my mother-in-law's near Harrisburg for Thanksgiving. And then on Christmas, she would come to us, but I'd spend, you know, Christmas Eve with my parents. So, you know, there's ways you can kind of work it out.
But if you aren't at that level where either family will accept it calmly and you have to decide, just pick one.
Right.
Pick an early one and a late one and go about your business. Peacemaking, free food for most of you, I guess.
Right.
Someone's picking up the bill. It's usually not the people visiting.
We've got text messages. We do 2 p.m. But since I have to share the...
There you go.
Let's see. Share the day with the kids' in-laws, we pushed it back to 1 to maximize time. Someone else says 1 o'clock, perfect time for them as well. Someone else says their buddy at work uses the grill on Thanksgiving. They use smoker chips in there. He's not going back to the oven. So there you go. I had to do it out of necessity.
He'll bake a cake on the grill. He doesn't care.
Another question we had, we started off the show with, you can answer along with us by text if you'd like. Is Terry Smith, should he be the next coach for the Penn State Nittany Lions? There was a huge push by fans, by players, for him to be hired. We're curious what you think about that. 570-883-0098. Former State Representative Tom Welby is scheduled to take the oath of office tomorrow as a Lackawanna County Commissioner. So I saw over the weekend that the story said they certified election results in Lackawanna County. So I thought, okay, it's got to be happening. The County Board of Elections did clear the way, the swearing in, certifying the results of the November 4th election. So they say it will happen at 11 a.m. Courtroom 4 at the Lackawanna County Courthouse. Judge James Gibbons is going to administer the oath. Other commissioners, Bill Gaughan and Chris Shermack, are expected to be there.
What does it say that it takes 21 days to make that all happen?
Well, here's the thing. I think Tom Welby's a great guy. He just seems like a really good guy. I think he talks to a lot of people. He's a guy who can negotiate and work with others. I'm really hopeful that we will have some function instead of dysfunction in Lackawanna County. I'm still kind of confused as to why they made personnel changes or hired someone last week with him coming in. I just don't know why they'd be doing that on an interim basis until you had everybody in there. I'm really curious to see, though, will it be the Democrats majority, Tom Welby and Bill Gaughan, unlike now, which is Bill Gaughan and Brenda Sacco? I mean, honestly, I think that's the appropriate thing to do because obviously the voters wanted Democrats in there more than they wanted Republicans. You got two of them. But I don't know what's going on right now with the Democrat Party there.
Once the spotlight kind of goes away from this a little bit and things are back to business as usual, I'm sure the people kind of move toward the party they've always supported.
Right.
Which would lean toward a, Democrats.
But I mean,
I'd like
them all to work together anyway.
That's ideal.
Right. I mean, so even saying that if they're majority commissioners, I hope that they all work together. Because they still also wanted Chris Shermack there. So I would hope that they can work together. I think Tom Welby's the perfect person to put in there. So maybe we won't have that kind of acrimony that we've had.
When we had Bill Gaughan in here talking about all sorts of different things, one thing he said is that when it was just the two of them, they got a lot accomplished. It was just certain big things they can't agree on. So for the most part, it seems like it was functioning okay. We just didn't know about it because everyone focused, understandably so, on the bigger issue, which is, what are we going to do with this empty seat? So if things can function all right, maybe there is progress to be made here.
Now, Tom Welby says he has no intention of running beyond what he already just did. He said, and I'm looking at the WVIA story, this is it. I have no intentions of doing any more than, filling this seat until 2027. I can't imagine anything that would change my mind. I'd like to retire once and mean it, he said. God. Anyway, Sacco, the county's third female commissioner, is going to be leaving after just 34 days in office, according to this story.
Yeah, she made the most of her time, didn't she?
She got a couple of zingers in there, I guess. She did say, even though it's a short period of time, and I should have been seated 9 months ago, I'm honored to have served the people of Lackawanna County in my time in the seat.
And is anyone hiring? Because she left her job, too, which is so weird.
I'm sure she'll have that job back.
I hope
so. Because they had said at the time, she works for, it was a state job, right? And they said, that vacancy will be there and she can apply for it and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
So. It's so interesting, too, because you see all this stuff, and I'm guilty of this. You start to go, oh, that person's the bad guy, or in my head, like, that person's the bad guy, or this person did something wrong. People reach out to me and just be like, that person's really nice. Brenda Sacco's so nice. She's a good person. She's a good hard worker. And it's amazing just to see when people have their.
Well, they do it to themselves, though.
I think so. Yeah.
Because sometimes things happen that don't go your way.
Yeah.
And I think a real true test of someone's character is the way you respond when things don't go your way, as opposed to when they go your way. And so sometimes life is unfair. Look, I've been there and I'm just thinking of things even in my younger years where something seems wrong or unfair and maybe my reactions weren't the best. And I learned from that, which is sometimes things don't go your way and I don't want to be a lesser person. And I'm not saying anybody here is. I'm just saying overall, bring myself down to other people's levels.
I think most people, when something doesn't go their way, they may smile and say, okay, that's the way it is. But then they spend years ruminating on that
right.
and start thinking about it. If I could do that again, I would say it this way.
Yeah.
In this situation, who knows? Maybe this was all the result of somebody saying, I'm sick of being kicked around and I'm going to make my mark.
Well, so, and look, nobody looked good in this thing, to be honest with you. I mean, it didn't look good. Everybody fighting this thing. And look, when I look back on this, you've got, I believe, two people, two guys in this thing who both wanted their person in the job. And that is what led to this longstanding, because both of them wanted their handpicked person. Yeah. Radio. I think the Dallas Cowboys were saying that to the Philadelphia Eagles
losing
yesterday.
Losing gives you character.
Ugh,
there you go.
The Eagles
have character now.
Get it together. Oh my gosh. That was bad. Who do you blame? There's like 10 people you can blame on that one. 21-0 before the half and a complete stinker of a game for them. But congratulations to the Cowboys fans. All right. Speaking of sports and such, there is record iGaming numbers boosting total revenue for the month of October here in Pennsylvania. I don't think this is a good thing. I guess it is, like, because, you know, the state makes money off of it. But I think people have gambling problems.
And yeah, some do. Sure.
This online gaming is certainly surging in the state. They say that especially these casino type games on the internet in October. So the board reported $596 million in combined total gaming revenue last month. That is a 20% increase over what there was in October of 2024. 20%.
No.
Record amounts of revenue in slot machines and tables for internet gaming. They say the good news is the increase for online slots will continue to grow the fund that provides property tax reduction for homeowners. Are y'all feeling it? Now, Mohegan, Pennsylvania, Plains Township, if you look at just the local place, they had a 3% increase in total revenue compared to the same time last year. Mount Airy Casino Resort, Paradise Township, had a 1.1% increase. So looking at some of the numbers here locally. Now, question is, will iGaming plateau or slow down at some point? That has not happened. They say the most active month for gambling in Pennsylvania, whether retail or on the internet, is March. So they say what will be interesting is see where the number is going to be this coming March. What do you think it is? People are like dead broke after Christmas and go, got to build my fund back up.
It makes me nervous. At first, I was thinking, I hope it's not after April and tax returns. But that people get tax returns so much faster this year.
If you're getting money back, they go spend it, right?
I hope that's not the case where people get this little windfall and think, I can turn this into something bigger. That would be scary.
They think that things will go up also with the NFL in December and then the Super Bowl. Could we hit $1 billion, they're saying? But all that for your property tax, folks.
Eventually, like those Doge checks, they'll get to us, right? Yeah.
Doge doesn't exist anymore, by
listen,
the way.
I will always believe that it exists. Yeah, that's over too, right?
It Elon seems like they're done. And I saw a couple of reports where some Doge folks are concerned that they could get into trouble in the future of things that they may have done there. What can we expect weather-wise as we go over the river and through the woods? We'll say no snow, because John's like, no snow. You're not talking about snow. Or are we? Here we go. Joe Snedeker, Storm Tracker 16 meteorologist with the forecast.
Greetings, Earthlings. Joe Snedeker here from WNEP TV, your personal meteorologist, assigned to your ears by Nancy and Jason. Yes, that's how it works here. All right, so here we go. Thanksgiving week. I'm already in like holiday mode. You know, at work, everyone's more laid back. The bosses, they don't even show up. And let's face it, we all work less. Although we still get the job done today. All right, morning clouds, a breeze, but it's going to be a beautiful afternoon. Blue sky, sunshine, and high temperatures in the upper 40s. I am loving it. Overnight tonight, it clouds up, lows near 35. So even though tomorrow, if you look at any phone app and it shows the forecast, there'll be rain symbols. Nuh-uh. Much of the day is going to be dry. Partly sunny to cloudy. I don't think the rain will start until, for many of us, maybe after like 3, 4 o'clock. And by then, it's dark at 5. Your day's over. So rain tomorrow into evening and night. Tomorrow's high, also 40s to near 50. That rain will taper off on Wednesday. I'm loving Wednesday, big travel day. It looks kind of cloudy with some breaks of sun and nothing more than a passing shower. But if the sun comes out on Wednesday, it could hit 60 while the bird is in the oven. Come on, that's exciting. And then Thursday, Thanksgiving and Black Friday, windy, cold with flurries and temperatures in the 30s. You knew it was going to go back. The rest, my friend, is up to you. Go stuff your bird and make it a good week.
Hey, can we say that? Almost sounds bad.
God.
Beep. Beep it out next hour.
Got a little bit of food news.
Oh, boy.
Food news!
Yum, yum, yum. Give me.
All righty, here we go.
This is recorded live at Thanksgiving 4 years ago.
Five Guys has reintroduced its Candy Cane Crunch milkshake for a limited time across the U.S. and Canada. They've got their, you know, Five Guys vanilla ice cream, crushed candy cane pieces topped with whipped cream and extra peppermint for a festive flavor. It has become a fan favorite since it first appeared last year. So it's back.
So it's got crunchy parts. So they don't really blend it in. It's more just like...
No, it says added peppermint as well.
It's called, what's the name of the thing called?
It's Candy Cane Crunch.
So it definitely, it's not completely powdered. Okay, yeah. So there's pieces of candy cane in it. Cool. I wish I could do it. I'm lactose issues. But anyway, I just wanted to know. Okay. It's like how Reed is used to have big pieces of fruit in it, not anymore. This still goes with the chunks.
McDonald's has introduced the Grinch meal, available for a limited time. It debuts the Dill Pickle Grinch Salt McShaker Fries. Now, what that includes is fries, a packet of tangy dill pickle seasoning, and a McShaker bag for mixing. You can pair the fries with either a Big Mac or a 10-piece Chicken McNuggets along with a medium drink. There's a story out today as well, talking about how McDonald's is losing its low-income customers. And they say this is a symptom of the stark wealth divide, because the Happy Meals are becoming prohibitively expensive for some people because of the inflation. So at one time in the early 2000s, there was a big slump. And McDonald's had a big turnaround, and that was with the dollar menu. Remember, all the items were a dollar, and it really helped out a lot. Now, nobody expects things to be a dollar.
Oh, I do. I'm always disappointed, though.
Well, but you know, nowadays, where it's at. But they're talking about the fact that if you look at some of these Happy Meals, do you get Happy Meals anymore? I mean, my kids are obviously way too old.
My wife is very good at navigating the app, so sometimes she has free Happy Meals. We don't really buy them anymore. The kids like real stuff.
Yeah, want, because it's, you know, they want the regular food. Anyway, they're talking about the fact that things, even the, you know, Happy Meals and the things that used to be affordable for average everyday people are not affordable anymore.
And they're trying. They're doing a huge campaign, launching Extra Value Meals are back. They haven't used that term, I guess, in a while. I just always called them that.
Mm-hmm. From 2019 to 2024, the average cost of a McDonald's menu item rose 40%. So in 2019, the Big Mac was $4.39. Then in 2024, it was $5.29. 10-piece McNuggets meal was $7.19. And went to $9.19 in the same period. Beef prices have skyrocketed, as we know. So it's, you know, we know that the price of ground beef in supermarkets is up 13% just in September year over year. And it's even more. It's just crazy now. I walk by and I hear people chuckle, too, when they go to the meat department. It's like you see people look and then they just keep on going.
You hear this a lot. Oh, can you believe this? Mm-hmm. Can you believe it? And no one has an answer. Just, can you believe it? Yeah, I believe it. I see it right there.
Yes. So,
pork.
The success of the dollar menu in the early 2000s was remarkable because at that time there was still a lot of talk about how unhealthy it was. Remember, they started putting the nutritional value and posting that everywhere. But, things are tougher now. And people, look, you can find sit-down diners where you can pay the same as you will for a takeout at a fast food place.
With the exception of having to tip, if you choose to.
Well, yeah.
There's always those extra little things.
Sure. But I mean, if you can sit down and for $14 for two people to eat at some place, and then you throw in a tip of $3 for 20%, you're still ahead of a Five Guys meal, which is like $20-some dollars. It's just wild. Anyway, what are your thoughts?
I think McDonald's, the gist, I saw that story too. And if McDonald's loses that battle in public perception where people go, no, that's for the upper class, McDonald's is screwed. Yeah. I can't believe I feel like they can write that, you know, they could straighten that ship out.
Some of the text messages we've gotten. Somebody said, I used to get McDonald's on the last Friday of the month as a little something, something, almost $9. So I stopped. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. It's getting way too expensive.
Yeah, I never thought I'd have a time in my life where there was sticker shock for fast food. Mm. Like, and there really is. And my kids don't understand it. But why? It's still cheap. you don't know what I've lived through, man.
Been through a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Wicked for Good claimed the top box office position. Did you get that show yet?
We didn't get there. That's probably for early this week.
$150 million domestically. For its opening weekend. I'll tell you what's jarring to me. The two stars of that show. Just physically. They look very skinny. Like very unhealthily thin.
I can't think of it. Cynthia something something.
Cynthia Envo.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah. She looks like she's got herself in really good shape. Ariana Grande looks like very sickly thin.
If you see like before and after pictures from these movies, it seems like very, very... very unhealthy.
Yeah, she looks like sickly thin, so I hope there's nothing wrong.
I hope not either. Because, you know, you don't want to also, not everybody can help sometimes
the
week.
The second one, worldwide made more money than the first one did. So it's a happening. Go see it.
Ohio State remains number one in the latest coaches poll after week 13.
Good for
61
them.
Of 63 first place votes. Let's be honest. A lot of people feel that they are heads and tails above the rest of the crowd. I know it pains me to say it, but it's true. Indiana stays second. Texas A&M keeps third, earning the other two top votes. Georgia and Oregon round out the top five. So top 11 teams are unchanged. Penn State had a win against Nebraska. It was nice to see a team that looked to really be working well together.
It's a dominant win, too.
Yes. And a lot of love there and support for Terry Smith, the interim head coach, who looks like he's making a major push. Look, Pat Kraft is in a very difficult position. And not that he wasn't anyway having to find a head coach, but now he has this entire movement. And the concern that, I guess, the recruiting coach for Penn State has announced he is going to Virginia Tech now with James Franklin.
What does that say when the recruiting coach gets recruited? That's weird. Okay.
Well, I mean, I can understand that they all don't know what their future is. A new coach comes in and they could all be gone. Right. And there's concern that the man who says he's Penn State through and through, Terry Smith, if he doesn't get the head coach job, is he gone as well? And do you listen to the massive students and others, though, who are saying, let's not get emotional here. We need a big name. Terry Smith, a good guy. I'm just giving you the other side. Other side are people saying, good guy, needs to still be there. But does he have the name appeal to bring in the recruits? A lot of them thinking a big name.
Yeah, look, Matt Rhule brought him into college coaching. And that was 13 years ago now. And he, he basically took the guy that got him to start and get spanked him. Yeah. So there's that. There's that, like, you know, I've overcome whatever secondary coaching position you think I'm worthy of. I can be a number one guy.
Right. Well, he said I gave up on, you know, not on himself, but he just thought that if he was going to be a head coach, I'm talking Terry Smith, that it would have happened by now. And now this has, like, it seems reignited that desire for him. We'll see where this whole thing goes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
We've got a lot of things we've been talking about. If you're into sports over the weekend, highs and lows for some. But if you're a Nittany Lion fan, that was a great game. 37-10 over Nebraska. And Catron Allen gets the rushing record. So that was cool. Nicholas Singleton. I like to call him Nicholas. It's like his mom. Nick Singleton is like one touchdown away from the touchdown
record. I like to call him Nicky Singles. Right. He's a player in the dating scene.
And now Pat Kraft, the athletic director, has to navigate a coaching search and this movement, it seems, after that home game from the players and the fans who are chanting Terry Smith. Is Terry Smith the man who should take over this football team? You guys can let us know your thoughts on that. 570-883-0098. The Eagles really stunk it up big time, winning 21-0 over Dallas in a complete just collapse. And so there's a lot of questions about that and who's to blame. I mean, look, they're 8-3.
Yeah.
And as you said earlier, Super Bowl champs and, you know,
they've
be
won
happy
their fair
with what
share.
You got. But when you watch a game like that, and you see there have been questions all season about the offense. And I don't know if it's a mixture of, I think, offensive coordinator that seems to have the plays to start the game and doesn't know how to adapt to the changes in the game. Maybe worried too much and they play too conservative and they take their foot off the gas. Then you have Saquon Barkley, who had a horrible game and just has not had a great season. A.J. Brown got the ball quite a bit. He got over 100 yards. Everyone was like, is there something wrong with A.J. and Jalen? And look, they were fine. It's just questionable calls. And that was just really ugly. So, you know, you can text us your thoughts on that as well, if you'd like. Just into some lighter stuff for the day. There's a man in Michigan. He purchased a scratch-off ticket that another customer rejected.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Makes
so this guy walks into on the counter at a, you know, gas convenience store place in Detroit, says there was a Blazing Suits ticket set aside on a counter that someone else decided not to purchase. So I bought it. I scratched the ticket off and couldn't believe it when I saw it was a $1 million winner.
Somebody is going to clearly know it was them. That is my worst nightmare, to be that idiot who's like, I want that ticket.
That's not what I wanted.
Yeah, I didn't ask for that one. You should learn how to do your damn job, you idiot. I'm out of here.
The only way I could see that might happen is if you asked for like a $1 or $5 ticket. It was like the $20 one.
Yeah.
But still, I'd feel like karma's asking you to take that ticket. Anyway,
oh, man.
He said, I never would have thought I'd win such a large lottery prize. It is truly a blessing. Said winning is a great feeling. It's also a lot of pressure because your mind starts thinking of all the different things you can do with this amount of money. He's 33 years old. Have fun with it. $1 million. Well, after taxes, who knows what? This is an interesting story here.
Still blown away by that other one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know, right? High school seniors express less interest in marriage than previous generations, right? But girls are driving the decline. High school boys are now more interested in marriage than girls. What is going on?
Boys are?
Boys are.
I want a big wedding. Are we hearing that?
No, no, just about marriage itself. Okay. Yeah. Pew Research Center data shows 67% of 12th graders expect to marry. That's down from 80% back in 1993. So they looked at 1993 and then they looked at it again in 2023. So you're looking at, 30 years later. And among girls, marriage interest plummeted 22 points. It was 83% in 1993. It's at 61% now. Boys are at 67%. So the boy numbers remain relatively stable. It's a gender flip. Boys now show more marriage interest than girls.
Huh.
Fewer seniors also expect lifelong marriages. It was 59% 30 years ago. It's 51% now. Desire for children declined from 64% to 48% during the same period. So, wow, what's going on?
I just had a conversation. I mentioned off the air. I went to Sabatini's, got myself the Pilgrim Pizza. Delicious.
Oh, good.
I'm just BSing.
Sure.
With the guy who's ringing me up. And there was a young girl who, I don't know how, I think she said she was 20.
Okay, so a young woman.
Young woman, correct. And something was said and she was like, I think the glass is half full. She's a very optimistic person.
Right.
And then I said, it's so adorable to hear a younger person say how the glass is half full and think they're optimistic. What you don't realize is you're going to have kids someday. And those kids are going to knock your glass over and it's going to shatter on the floor. So, and it's being kind of silly about it. And she goes, not going to happen to me. Not having children.
Mm.
Which is a rare thing for people to say. It was like,
I don't think it's as rare.
It's
as
not.
You know,
I think in the past I heard that. So I don't know if I'm going to have kids. You hear that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I was stunned how, and she was very confident in herself, and I was kind of blown away with her confidence. We were having fun, kind of trying to knock her off her happy little, ladder of.
How nice of you.
We're being silly about it. But yeah, that's like a new thing, I guess, where people are just like, yep, don't need it, don't want it, not going to do it.
Well, you got to wonder, is it because of career ambitions? Is it because of financial situation? What's going on?
I don't know. Maybe finally people have realized that, you know who's also happy? The aunt who comes over, plays with the kids for a few hours and goes home. She's also happy.
Well, I think that for knowing some young women, obviously you're going to have some who always want to be a mom.
Sure.
But I also think there are some who it's just not in their periphery at
right.
that moment. And I think that's something that usually as they find someone and start to settle down, they start more thinking seriously about. I think it's just too much because when you and I were younger, and I know I'm a bit older than you, but people got married like right out of college. Now, when my mom, take a generation before that, it was like around getting out of high school to, to 20. And it progressively got later and later. So for someone, if you're asking a high school senior at 17 years old, about getting married or having kids, in their mind, that may not happen till the age of 30 now. So they're not even, I think it's more of it gets pushed off. So they're not even thinking about it. Whereas, in 1993, people were thinking, I'll find someone at college and maybe get engaged. It was more of a thing right around the corner as opposed to down the road.
Not to mention, I think just they see how expensive things are. I think there's a reality that it never really existed before. People would say, kids are expensive. And that was the extent of that conversation. Now you could find all the information you want and realize, oh, my God, do I want to have fun or do I want to pay for kids?
Look, there's a whole other discussion about young men and young women and how they view each other. And I'm talking college campuses, having a daughter who's now a senior and will be graduating. But there's an entire online thing. And, we've seen there have been articles out talking about what's going on with young men or, and there's two ways, you have Turning Point, looking at them different, and the whole trad wife thing. And there are women who see a lot of vocal, you know, young men online who are talking about this whole traditional sense of what women should be. You know, I'm the bread maker. She takes care of the house. She raises the kids. Not that they don't help, but I'm just saying. And there are women who are very much turned off by that, because they are, more women are going to college. More women are looking at these careers. Now, they say, why the dip in the desire to marry among girls? A post at Cosmopolitan notes one common explanation is women continue to gain independence. But many online also pose a more timely theory. The reason girls aren't dreaming of marriage is because they're socializing with young men who constantly consume digital content engineered to make them resent women.
Oof.
Now, that's a controversial, you know, statement. Yeah. I am not ascribing to that, but there is a feeling. And there it is out there among women college age that there are some men who it turns them off because of how they view who a woman is, and they don't feel that there's inequality. Not that they're all like that, but some of them are very vocal, and there is a presence online that has been exploited more from that side.
Right.
So Turning Point USA spokesperson Andrew Colvett says, wasn't happy and to see this, says something has gone terribly wrong after talking about this. Now, that is in their world. That is what the future should be. There are some people who believe that you should get married and have children.
Yeah.
And there are some people who say, I'm particularly happy on my own, and I don't know if I need that. And I don't know, like, it just, I think it just happens to be where you are in your life.
I think the problem with all of this is we don't need people to step up and say, here's the movement we're behind. Everyone should get married and have kids young, or vice versa. Because in my experience, the last thing you ever wanted to, in my experience, the last thing I ever wanted to do was tell a woman, here's what I think is best for you. That never works out well for you, because women, I don't know if you know this, some guys don't think this. They have their minds of their own. And guess what? They have big dreams, too. It's not just about you. So when you factor all that in, the last thing you want to do is tell a woman how it's going to be. It'll blow up in your face. But we don't need people to go, this is how it should be.
Right.
That's just how it was.
Just find the person that embodies what it is that you want in another person. But don't. When you're young, you think you can change people. Biggest thing that I ever can impress upon, especially my own kids, was, if you don't like that about them, you're not changing that for the most part.
There are some things, right? Yeah,
very few. But I'm saying, like, there are certain major things that you're not going to change it. And if it makes you unhappy, it's not going to, like, you're not going to change the way you react to it either. So there are some things that are just not fixable. You can like someone a lot, and if that thing is there, it's just going to always be a problem. Some of you have checked in on your thoughts on Terry Smith, the interim coach of Penn State, who has turned this thing around. Other people are going, calm down, it's Nebraska, right?
Nebraska's had a much better season than Penn State. So
is this true?
Stop telling us to calm down. This is a real,
but,
a good win.
You know, the win is good. Yeah. And when was the last one that they had also?
Yeah, I don't know. It was a couple years ago, I think. It feels that way at this point.
Was it really that long?
No, it was last week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, was, I can't remember the team now. What
the heck?
That's
how bad this was.
I know. But the thing is, you know.
Who was that?
But people are going, oh, okay, calm down, everybody, with the talent on that team.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that, but it has been, it could have gone really much. It couldn't have gone much worse, but it was bad. Yeah. The season has been bad. The point is they're trying to win this thing out and possibly get some kind of a bowl game.
Yeah, I guess they have to win against Rutgers.
They have to, yes.
Which is kind of like punching into the air.
Yeah.
If you throw a punch, you hit somebody. Like, they're going to win that game.
Right.
Or it's going to be the saddest day of Penn State fans' life. Yeah. It really is. Rutgers is a joke.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. Well, and we'll see how that goes. But Nick Singleton looks like he'll get the touchdown record if they can get the ball to him, obviously, on that game. That would be nice for them to finish the season.
Right.
But Terry Smith, there were chants of Terry Smith. I think you have some audio.
Yeah, this is, he was talking about Catron Allen breaking the record and talking about the great running backs. And then he goes into this kind of speech where he takes ownership of this coaching position.
But Catron today, he's the best that's ever done it here.
Coach, the fans were chanting your name here at the stadium. Your players have clearly responded. What does that mean to you?
It means everything. You know, these guys listen to me. They trust me. And they're going out there playing great football. It's my locker room.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Congratulations.
Like, it's like something out of a movie in a way. Like, Rudy made his big tackle, but he wouldn't have been an everyday player regardless of how awesome the movie was. I'm not saying he'd be a bad coach. But we don't know if he'd be a great coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's the momentum. He is putting his stamp on that position and saying, like, my flag is now planted here at the 50-yard line. Hire me or...
Right.
Yeah.
And the question is, would he, like the others... Sorry. Would he go with James Franklin?
Right.
I mean, even though he's talked about, he's Penn State through and through, how many generations? I mean, Beckcraft has a tough job because personally, the way that I see this, if he can get a big name, there's only a few big names, not the ones that, like Drinkwitz, I think, even Chesney, who are some of the other. Those I don't think are big enough to overshadow, you know, what Terry Smith has done. I just don't. Kalen DeBoer from Alabama. You know, still you hear Urban Meyer being mentioned, but I don't know if that's even realistic. Unless it's a really big name, they're in a really bad situation, you know, in this PR-wise, you know, and how many recruits they could, you know, the ones who are on that team that might stick around, would they really leave if Terry Smith isn't the head coach? And they're going, are people having too much emotion here? Because you know young guys are going to rally around their leader for the most part. But should that be taken into consideration? I think I don't think you went through the whole thing of firing Franklin to keeping someone from the staff as the main coach. I just don't. I think he definitely needs to be there.
Yeah.
But again, if it's not a big name, the downside is much bigger for Penn State.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at it real quick. A name that hasn't popped up in a while, but I'll tell you, nobody would ever see this out of a Penn State coach. Marcus Freeman from Notre Dame. You see that victory? They were winning 70-0 until...
It was crazy. Like,
Penn State coaches have not been that kind of coach who puts their foot on the neck of the dying opponent and goes...
Well, you know why they're doing that, because there's a lot of controversy about a team that isn't in a conference that hasn't had the toughest schedule, and they're all fighting to try to make it look good when they start looking at where these playoff positions are going to be.
I understand that. I'm just saying, like, you know, you start looking at Ohio State does this. They will beat an opponent down. Penn State hasn't really done that. I always felt like they don't have that killer instinct, but they know how to win. This year, none of that was true. So if you can get a coach who's willing to say, hey, if the time is right and we need to do it, we will crush our opponents.
Right.
It doesn't feel like that's part of Penn State culture. I don't know if Terry Smith has that. That made me feel like this guy's trying to get people to pay attention to his program. Maybe him, maybe both.
A couple times I was tempted by some of these online clothing, you know, sales and stuff. And I'm like, it's still not the same as going in and looking at stuff.
It's not what it used to be, where like stores would open at like 3 a.m. or... But I have heard from people, they say, don't believe all the best deals are online. The stores still have great deals, but there's far less people fighting for them. So they're trying so hard to get people back in the stores. I never did it during, you know, the heyday of Black Friday. I probably am not going to do it now. But my wife used to go out with her mother. That was a big deal for them every year.
Always did that. But there are still places that you can get some deals, and they do. Some of them will open still at like 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
that's
in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah. So I always enjoyed it, and it was fun because you knew that, you know, normally standing in a line for like 25 to 30 minutes, you'd be annoyed. But on that day, everybody just was in a good mood. It seemed there wasn't a lot of, except the Cabbage Patch, obvious chaos.
Oh my God. They were just baseball bats. Jeez, that's terrifying.
That was a whole other thing. I mean, there were some dangerous years. Remember when people would get stampeded trying to get in line, especially there were places like, was it Best Buy? Also Walmart at one time. There would be people who would go in the night before to see where, because they would set up the deal busters, the door busters, whatever.
Different spots.
Yeah. In spots that you wouldn't normally find them. And there were people who would go out and like map stuff out. So they knew the doors would open and they'd all run. And that was very dangerous. There were real bad incidents that happened where they changed things over and you'd stand in line and they'd hand out. Then they'd hand out like the actual piece of paper where you could go in and then get your product, which was so much smarter because you'd have people that would be running. You know, someone 30th in line could know where to go and run you down while you're trying to get it. It was awful.
And as you're laying there bleeding to death on the floor, wondering, was it worth it for those bed sheets? That probably wasn't the deal worth dying for. No,
usually it was some electronics.
Right.
Or something like that. But
there is a certain bonding experience that's missing. I never did it for Black Friday, but the same exact thing happened. There was a place called Tops Appliance City in Jersey. My dad, every like twice a year, they'd have these deals. Same thing. You'd get out there at 4 a.m, you'd wait in line, and there'd be like a VCR, which usually would be $200, like 70, mm-hmm. or a 32-inch TV at the time. Yeah. You know, usually 300 would be for like 99, and we'd just get in our lines, and they had this whole thing under control.
Yeah. Yeah.
The stores, they finally are figuring out how to do this again, which is...
Yeah, and they do have them still, and you just have to stand in line. And some of them, I don't think there's as many stores open on Thanksgiving as there used to be.
No, that's kind of been the public has kind of poo-pooed that, saying, like, give these people a break. But I do, honestly, I miss those moments, getting Dunkin' with my dad and just kind of enjoying that bonding experience of standing in the freezing cold. Like, is it worth it? Is frostbite worth a deal? Sure.
Right.
That's what we always said.
All right. Just want to quickly mention, there's a couple of stories coming out today that are showing that the White House may be unveiling some kind of a deal regarding 2-year extension of Obamacare subsidies, but it would include new limits on eligibility. Now, there are some people who have discussed this to say, look, it's being talked about, but a lot of times with the president, things can be talked about and then other people can sway decisions, right? And until he makes the announcement himself, they're saying this is speculation, but this is what's being talked about. So the Senate Republicans did agree in the deal to reopen the government to give Democrats a vote on the ACA tax credits. Those expire in December. And that's going to cause a big spike. And that's also going to make things worse because people won't take coverage. And that means the sickest people will be in the pool. And that only spirals to more problems down the line. So there have been it's been divided, the GOP, over how to respond. You know, there's some who've said, I don't want to pay the insurance industry. And then others who said, let's give money towards like $2,000. For health spending accounts, which not everybody has. And does that really help you get coverage when your cost goes up $1,000 or more?
Nothing wrong with $2,000, though it's not enough.
It's not going to help the problem.
Yeah, I'm not saying I wouldn't take it. I would, trust me. I'm just saying it wouldn't help the problem we're dealing with.
No. So they're talking about the White House right now. New income caps for the people who qualify for the credits, as well as what's called minimum premium payments. So they're talking about a planned eligibility cap would limit subsidies to individuals with income up to 700% of the federal poverty line. That's what some bipartisan group of senators have been discussing separately. And also they're talking about there'd have to be a minimum premium payment because I guess there are some Americans who don't pay anything in premiums. So they're saying there should be some kind of a premium, like some minimum amount that someone would have to pay. So, again, this is all set to possibly be announced, but we don't know yet. And again, once this stuff gets thrown out there and people talk about it behind the scenes, there could be others who want to put the kibosh on this immediately.
Look, there's a lot of momentum that happened during that shutdown. And I was surprised how well I think the Democrats came out saying, like, look, this is a real problem, everybody. Because the narrative shifted from they want to give illegal immigrants free health care to everyone's paying a lot more. Anyway, I think the issue they're running into is this is really going to hurt them next time we go to vote. And if they do 2 years, that pushes them past the midterms. So they could potentially solve one problem.
But will Democrats agree to changing the cap? And again, at times, you may want to run on this, but you don't want to make people struggle either. So I would think if both sides could get together, if you do need to make some concessions sometimes, will like you help everybody, but can you help a good amount of them?
Seems like the type of the type of change people Democrats should get behind. If it's just people at the higher levels of income wouldn't be getting as much help, I feel like that's something Democrats should be doing.
Unfortunately, I have a feeling that when I'm kind of supportive of it, I'm afraid this is one of those things where it's like Lucy with the football and it's never going to be proposed. But we'll see. Let's get to the forecast because things are changing a bit from where we're going to be for these first 3 days of the week. It is meteorologist Joe Snedeker at Storm Tracker 16 with our forecast.
Greetings, Earthlings. Joe Snedeker here from WNEP-TV, your personal meteorologist, assigned to your ears by Nancy and Jason. Yes, that's how it works here. All right, so here we go. Thanksgiving week. I'm already in, like, holiday mode. You know, at work, everyone's more laid back. The bosses, they don't even show up. And let's face it, we all work less. Although we still get the job done today. All right, morning clouds, a breeze, but it's going to be a beautiful afternoon. It's blue sky, sunshine, and high temperatures in the upper 40s. I am loving it. Overnight tonight, it clouds up, lows near 35. So even though tomorrow, if you look at any phone app and it shows the forecast, there'll be rain symbols. Nuh-uh. Much of the day is going to be dry. Partly sunny to cloudy. I don't think the rain will start until, for many of us, maybe after like 3, 4 o'clock. And by then, it's dark at 5. Your day's over. So rain tomorrow into evening and night. Tomorrow's high, also 40s to near 50. That rain will taper off on Wednesday. I'm loving Wednesday, big travel day. It looks kind of cloudy with some breaks of sun and nothing more than a passing shower. But if the sun comes out on Wednesday, it could hit 60 while the bird is in the oven. Come on, that's exciting. And then Thursday, Thanksgiving and Black Friday, windy, cold with flurries and temperatures in the 30s. You knew it was going to go back. The rest, my friend, is up to you. Go stuff your bird and make it a good week.
Thank you, Joe. I was planning on it anyway.
Stuffing the birds a little early right now. That's for sure. Now, on Friday morning, we were discussing the fact that Donald Trump would be meeting with New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani. We wondered how that whole meeting would go. And it was so weird and surreal.
I thought it might be cordial.
It was a White House love fest. Can you call it that?
Well,
so it's wild. So you've got Zoran Mamdani, who has called Donald Trump a fascist. And in a weekend interview, he doubled down and said, yeah, he is. And he's a self-avowed socialist who the White House press secretary called a communist. And yet when the two came out, it was smiles.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of glowing comments from the president. He said, I think you're going to have, hopefully, a really great mayor. The better he does, the happier I am. And he told reporters he congratulated Mamdani and pledged to help him bring prices down for New Yorkers. He said, I will say there's no difference in party, no difference in anything. We're going to be helping him to make everybody's dream come true, having a strong and very safe New York. Now, Mamdani described the meeting as productive and focused on a place of shared admiration and love. Like, to me, Mamdani didn't, I don't think he returned quite the glowing. He seemed all business. Like, he knew what he was there for.
He didn't give in to some of the bait that was thrown out there for him to jump on.
Right. I mean, it seemed like he knew. He said, we spoke about rent. We spoke about groceries. Sure. We spoke about utilities. Said, we spoke about the different ways in which people are being pushed out. He did use the word appreciate quite a bit, Zoran Mamdani, saying, yeah, I appreciated the time with the president, the conversation. I look forward to working together. So it really was wild because at one point a reporter asked him about whether he thought Donald Trump was a fascist. And he was about to answer when Donald Trump said, you don't have to answer that. Don't worry. Yeah,
he does, but
it's like, it'll be easier if you don't, and kind of took him off the hook. And it seems wanted it to be positive, a much more friendly interaction.
He has it in him.
There are some who wondered if you saw Donald Trump sporting a different look
That's the weirdest takeaway from this.
He had a different coat. He had a scarf. His hair looked coiffed different. Others are like, did he have a style makeover since the meeting? It's all very funny.
Yeah, I mean, I saw somebody who said, I've been covering him closely for like 8 years now. I have never seen him go out without either golf clothes on or a suit.
Right.
And this was neither.
It was weird.
So, yeah.
So a whole new kind of look.
Do you think it's going to last? Probably not.
I don't know.
We'll see.
It was just wild. And then there's a picture of Mamdani and the president in front of the portrait of FDR. And he had alluded to that, President Trump, saying he wanted a picture with his favorite president. And for many Democrats, that would be it, right? A lot of the programs that we have today, social programs from him. Then there are others, though, on Trump's, because people say, why would he want his picture in front of that? And others are like, well, you know how many terms FDR had?
Oh, jeez.
It's like, oh, my God. Everybody reads what they want to read into it.
And FDR did it without giving out hats as a hint.
Yeah.
Anyway,
for now, he said they won't be sending any ICE agents into New York City. But we'll see where all this goes from here. One down, two more to go, Jason.
Before the holiday.
Yes.
But then I have to be with my family. And that seems like it's more than one down, two to go.
Oh, I feel for them. A month from today, we've got Christmas Eve. A few things to mention happened on this date, November 24th. On this date, 1963, Lee Harvey Oswald, accused assassin of President John F. Kennedy, was shot dead in the basement of the Dallas police station by Jack Ruby. Also on this date, 1971, hijacker D.B. Cooper parachuted from a Northwest Airlines flight over Washington State during a thunderstorm with $200,000 in ransom money. His fate remains unknown.
Still out there living off
us. Isn't there someone who supposedly died but had claimed that they were anyway?
There's all sorts of stuff.
You never know. Time to play one of the tiniest games ever of celebrity birthday games.
It's the celebrity birthday game.
19. That's my guess.
You got two people.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Pete Best, former drummer of the Beatles they became famous.
That's the worst. He's got to be 82.
84. There you go.
Nailed it.
Catherine Heigl. Is that how you say it?
I hope so.
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, that's
27
it.
Dresses.
All I ended after that
blah, blah, blah. Is that it?
She was really kind of a snotty with people. She's 48.
47. Wow. It's massive. You did it.
Where's my trophy? Oh, I don't get one? Okay.
No, you don't.
I thought everyone got a trophy.
If
I don't need that.
It's your birthday this November the 24th. Happy birthday. And if it's your anniversary, we wish you a very happy anniversary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.